This is KUNM. I'm Elaine Baumgartel. Governor Susana Martinez this week promised that higher education will get its funding back in a special session she'll call soon. That's after university leaders called on her to restore nearly $750 million she vetoed from next year's proposed state budget. For the People, Power, and Democracy Project, Hannah Colton reports.
Late April is finals time at the University of New Mexico, which means students have other things to worry about than a state budget crisis.
So you haven't heard anything about the governor vetoing higher education funding?
No, not at all. I haven't heard anything yet, so.
Okay. I talked to more than a dozen UNM students on campus this week to see what they thought about state funding being set to zero out on July 1st. David Rodriguez, a sophomore from Rio Rancho, was the only one I found who'd heard about it.
I mean, college is expensive enough, so I'd like it to kind of stay where it's at, then increase. I work at Chick-fil-A, so I don't really make that much money in the first place, so it would definitely affect me.
Down in Las Cruces, Matthew Bowes says there's been confusion among his peers. He's the president of the Associated Students of New Mexico State University.
I think a lot of students think that after that happened, the school is going to get shut down the next day. And so really just trying to reassure students that, you know, at the end of the day, this thing's going to get solved. It's just going to take some time.
Governor Martinez, meanwhile, has been traveling the state and sending somewhat mixed messages about her higher education veto. Her main message is that lawmakers sent her $350 million in new taxes and fees she couldn't approve. We tried to talk to the governor for the story, but couldn't get an interview. But Martinez told the Roswell Daily Record last week that university enrollment was way down without adjusting the budget. She implied higher education may not need all that money.
Unfortunately, throughout the state, we have a decrease in enrollment by 30%, but nothing happens to the rest of the budget. It doesn't change. There just needs to be a closer look, but there will be funding. I have no doubt that there's going to be funding for higher education.
Mark Saavedra is executive director of the Council of University Presidents. He says, to the contrary, statewide enrollment last year was actually slightly up from 2008 numbers, while funding is down.
400 more students now than there was 10 years ago. So our response is, but our funding is $50 million less now than it was 10 years ago.
The university presidents, in a statement this week, urged the governor to restore funding at the level proposed by lawmakers to avoid dramatic tuition increases and layoffs.
We are also concerned with the timing of veto in terms of the instability that it shows.
And they're worried about accreditation, Saavedra says, which makes a school legit in the eyes of the federal government and allows students to get financial aid, among other things. The regional commission that accredits New Mexico schools confirmed in a statement that it could implement sanctions if schools don't have the resources necessary to provide quality higher education. The Taos News posted video of an event in Taos Tuesday where Martinez told reporters she expected to call a special session, quote, in the next few days to a week and a half or so. That came as a surprise to Democratic Speaker of the House, Brian Egolf.
There's no plan for us to be here in the next few days.
Egolf said on Wednesday he hadn't heard any timeline from the governor, nor has he heard any details on a compromise. We reached out to several Republican lawmakers to get their take, but did not get any response. Egolf says the governor's vetoes total more than $2 billion.
This has never happened anywhere in the United States in its entire history. Not since 1789 has an executive attempted to abolish constitutionally created institutions like UNM with a line item veto.
Egolf says it's one thing to veto an entire budget, which puts the previous year's budget back in effect. What's extraordinary about the current standoff, he says, is that the governor signed a new budget with gaping holes in it.
So the previous appropriations bill has been replaced with a new one that will take effect July 1st without any money for the legislature or higher ed and all the other things that were line item vetoed. That's what makes this unprecedented, is we don't have a previous budget to fall back on that keeps universities funded at previous levels. They have nothing at all.
A council of top lawmakers are taking legal action against the governor's vetoes, which they believe are unconstitutional. Egolf says they'll file lawsuits with the state Supreme Court before they even get to a special session. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.
The People, Power, and Democracy Project examines ethics, transparency, and accountability in state government. Find out more online at KUNM.org.